Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Last week, the Wisconsin legislature wrapped up the 2025 through 2026 session. This session, the legislature had many opportunities to protect life, children, and families in Wisconsin. While they took advantage of many of these opportunities, in other instances, our legislature failed to consider the long-term good of individuals and families in our state. Once again, this session, legislation affirming biological gender passed. And once again, Governor Evers has vowed to veto these bills. The first bill protects children from irreversible gender mutilation, whether it be through puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex-rejecting surgeries. The other two bills protect women and girls by ensuring only biological women can participate in women's sports teams and be in women's locker rooms in schools and colleges. Once again, we are disappointed that Governor Evers refuses to guard the safety of girls, women, and children in our state. In another loss for Wisconsin families and communities with bipartisan support, the legislature expanded access to sports betting by passing a bill that allows online wagers to be placed through servers that are located on native lands. While proponents of this measure claim that legalized gambling brings in immediate revenue to the state, they fail to recognize the havoc gambling addictions wreak on individuals, families, and communities. Unfortunately, in this case, the Wisconsin legislature failed to look long-term and consider the best interests of Wisconsin families and communities. As more Wisconsinites gain access to this destructive practice, churches will need to consider how to help those in their communities trapped in gambling addictions. The bill currently awaits Governor Evers' signature. Another crucial piece of legislation also awaits the governor's signature. This bill protects children from the devastating effects of pornography by requiring age verification on porn websites. The majority of teens view pornography by age 13, and many access it at even younger ages. Online pornography sites introduce children to sexually explicit and often violent and misogynistic content. Viewing pornography at young ages leads to depression, anxiety, distorted views of relationships, and in serious cases, sexual aggression. Age verification provides Governor Evers with an opportunity to protect Wisconsin children from this destructive content. On a positive note, earlier this month, Governor Evers signed a bill into law that expands Wisconsin's Safe Haven law. This new Safe Haven law extends the age at which parents may safely and legally surrender their baby to authorities from 3 to 30 days following birth. There are currently 7 Safe Haven baby boxes across the state of Wisconsin where parents may surrender their infants if they choose. Parents may also surrender their babies to staff at hospitals, fire stations, or police stations. This legislation saves babies' lives by providing parents in crisis with a compassionate option. Finally, in January, the legislature passed the Religious Freedom Constitutional Amendment for the second time. This amendment protects houses of worship from government-mandated shutdowns and public health emergencies. This amendment will appear on the November ballot, giving voters the opportunity to protect churches and other houses of worship. A yes vote for the amendment makes it clear that only churches decide whether or not they stay open or closed during a public health emergency. A no vote for the amendment would result in the status quo, which provides ambiguity for governing authorities in the executive and judicial branches to determine whether the government can shut down churches during a public health emergency. As we look to the rest of 2026, we encourage Wisconsinites to take upcoming elections seriously. On April 7th, Wisconsinites will choose a new Supreme Court justice. Additionally, this spring election will include many important local races for positions like school board and municipal positions. Looking down the road in the November election, Wisconsinites will cast their votes for a new governor, the constitutional amendment, and state and national representatives. The results of these elections will shape Wisconsin for years to come. As always, we look forward putting our trust in God while we seek to promote biblical values in the Badger State. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.